And on this Monday, May 22nd, 2023 edition of Newsmakers, Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen has signed a hybrid bill that bans abortion after 12 weeks and limits gender transition treatments for people younger than 19. The abortion ban takes effect immediately, while the gender transition bill takes effect October 1st. Opponents have promised to sue to try and block the laws. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott has officially launched his presidential campaign.
We live in the land where it is absolutely possible for a kid raised in poverty in a single-parent household in a small apartment to one day serve in the People's House and maybe even the White House.
At the event in his hometown of North Charleston today, Scott offered an optimistic message he hopes can contrast the two figures who have used political combativeness to dominate the early GOP primary field, former President Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Scott is the Senate's only black Republican. As Scott enters the 2024 GOP presidential field, he will be eager to introduce himself to voters who might not know much about him. He will be the first to say his Christian faith is an integral part of his political and personal narrative, as well as his belief in being a positive catalyst for change. He often quotes scripture at campaign events, weaving his reliance on spiritual guidance into his stump speech and using faith in America to describe his series of appearances before joining the race. And while he often points out that his is the only face of color in a room of conservatives, he also rejects the notion that the country is inherently racist and has repudiated the teaching of critical race theory. Meanwhile, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who is expected to announce his candidacy in the near future, is scheduled to give the opening remarks tonight at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Orlando. A new poll from the Trafalgar Group Convention of States focusing on how important the faith vote will be in the 2024 presidential election was released Friday. It says 74% of faith voters say they are more likely to support a candidate in the 2024 presidential election who expresses their religious beliefs and personal faith. That's compared to 56% of overall voters. 86% of faith voters also say it's important for Americans to be able to freely express their religious belief in news media and on social media, compared to 77% of overall voters. And 67% of faith voters say they should not adjust their traditional beliefs to fit into modern America, but should hold on to their traditional beliefs. 52% of voters overall agree. And that's Newsmakers for this Monday, May 22nd, 2023 edition. I'm Keith Black.